This is a continuation of the December 16th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point is property owned by Tyler and Lauren Doucette. Petition number 19068501 for account 110186410. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Lauren and Tyler Doucette in attendance. Will you both please raise your right hands to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing to be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. You've been in before, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Okay. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay.
We weren't sure if we'd be able to make it, so we did submit written testimony. I don't know.
We can't take it today, but okay. You can read it.
Okay. So essentially, our property value was assessed at $676,741, which is a $92,000 plus increase over the last year. Now, our main piece of evidence of why we think it's not accurate is we built a house on the land there in 2017. It finished in July. The next month in August, we refinanced out of our construction loan and got a new 30-year loan. So we got a appraisal done of the property at that time in August 2017. And that appraisal, which I also submitted in my written testimony a couple months ago, came back with a value of $573,000, which accounted for the site post-construction on the land. So that's August 2017. January 2018, the assessor assesses our property at $584,000, which is very much in line with exactly what the appraisal came. So that all looked good, and then jump ahead to 2019, then it goes up $93,000, over $93,000. And what the assessor wrote as to why when we contested is that there was a cost to cure negative adjustment that was applied to the land before the home was built to recognize the excessive site preparation cost due to steep topography. And so in 2019, the land value was assessed by the county at $210,000, whereas before it was at $83,000. So that was a $126,000 increase. Now, our appraisal that was done in August 2017 also accounted for the site value that time, which on page on the fifth page of that appraisal, it has opinion of the site value at $140,000, so above the original $83,000 in 2018, but well below the new value that was assessed by the assessor post construction at $210,000. So we essentially believe that the value of the land should be more in tune with the $140,000 that our appraisal came back with in August 2017, which is why when we submitted, when we contested that, we put a petitioner's estimate of the land value of $167,000, which is below the assessor's value of $210,000.
So you're primarily just contesting land value?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that on a really steep hill coming down? You come down right around the curve?
Yes.
It's the very bottom of Sierra. That's very steep hill.
Nice on the ice.
Oh, yes. We actually have, that's the spot where it gets really slick. We feel bad for a lot of drivers get stuck right in front of our house.
Which is, yeah, which is why we had to do the multiple tiers.
Yeah. Yes, there's a lot of rock.
Protection.
And to hold the house up, really.
Yeah. Daylight basement.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, yeah, we spent a lot of money in construction building that tiered up.
That's just what was in there for, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
This comps that the assessor sent, are they in your same neighborhood?
I don't know if I have those addresses.
Oh, thank you very much. We have these. We left these at home. Marksburg, Cricketat, no.
No. Nearby, but I don't know if in our same...
Says they're in neighborhood 224, you're in 225.
Correct.
So yeah, so
and they're off the main street. We're on a much busier street.
Marksburg is down at the end of Clackamas Lake on the hillside there. Clackatap at 17th, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Maryland, I'm not familiar with at all. I should know better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so different neighborhood. The lots, those three houses look on a much flatter lot than ours as well.
That last one looks like it's on a hillside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that one does look more familiar.
Not quite as steep as yours.
Correct,
yeah.
And the land, yeah, land value for those are
a little bit closer.
Less than ours.
Yeah.
170, 170, 180, and then 210 for our property.
Just because you spend a lot more to get it there doesn't mean it's more valuable than the others. It just means you spend a lot more to get there.
Unfortunately, yes.
It was pretty much the last vacant lot in that established neighborhood. And
understandably,
there's a reason why.
Yeah.
You do have a reasonable view out of there, though, or do they have it blocked off from the shrubbery on the cross?
It's more
it's north
territorial, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can see a little bit of the hills.
A little bit of the mountain there.
You're too far to not, you can't see St.
No.
Helens from there?
No, just, oh,
we're too
yeah,
low,
we're
too low on the hill.
We're just barely too low, unfortunately. Yeah.
And you don't see the lake because you're too low for that.
Correct, we don't see the lake. We see the hills above the lake behind it. There. That's what our view is.
We have to explain that to people when they think we live on Prune Hill. We just explain we live at the very bottom. We don't see the lake.
You live on the Prune foothill.
Yes, exactly. It's a good place to live, though.
I don't have any other questions.
Fine.
All right, I got it.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. A lot of people come in and actually physically come in to speak with you guys, or is it? Yeah.
Oh, yep. More than none.
Okay.
You want to close, Mr. Chairman?
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the December 16th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point is property owned by David Grove and Steve Wash.
Wah.
Wah, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Petition 19012201 for account 210776000. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have David Groth in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Close enough.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing you the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain.
Okay. I'm going to read the statement I sent to the board, and I was late, so it was not accepted. I have an opportunity to read the statement, don't I?
Sure. Yeah. You can read it.
First, I know that you will be receiving this late. 21 days seems to be a bad luck number for me. It's hard to keep up with the assessor. Our last Board of Equalization hearing was less than 2 months ago. Hopefully, the board will consider this evidence. Basically, it is the same information we furnished last time with one additional sale. I've included it in the package. It was $835,000 for 82.97 acres, or $10,063 per acre. The parcel that sold was 180342-000. At $10,000 per acre, this would be a low limit indicator due to its larger size. We have estimated a value of $350,000 for our 26.29 acres, or $13,313 per acre. I believe in the last Board of Equalization, we submitted two comparables. I read into the record a third comparable. This third comparable I have formally included in this package. That was last time. Was a 37.67 acre sale zoned R10, parcel 192809, which sold for $471,000, or $12,503 per acre. This transaction took place in July of 2018, and I put forth a chart of the four sales. Comp number one was $15,200 per acre, sold in December of 2018. Comp two was a listing that sold for $13,750 per acre. Comparable three sold in July of 2018 for $12,500 per acre, and comparable number four, which I just read to you, sold for $10,063 per acre. We concluded $350,000, or $13,313 per acre. And I included in my package I sent these two sales, these two new sales with the multiple listing information, and here was a comp that Steve researched. No multiple listing information, but the GIS aerial, and they're not allowed to see these, right?
They can see it, they just can't take anything today, but I can, if you read it, I can write it down.
I mean, I pretty much summarized what it was. I gave you the parcel number.
Which one was that?
That comp- was 10,000 an acre.
Yeah, that was 10. That's eight bigger. 80 was 82.97 acres.
Okay,
parcel
yeah.
number was
180342.
Yeah, the other one was.
Is that on your list at all?
It is. They're both on the list.
Oh, okay. So you've got the list. You just can't use it. Mm-hmm. You can say that you read them both in the record.
Okay.
She's got the list of the data, so.
Yeah, I've got the two.
She just can't
the
refer.
Two new ones.
She can't refer to the list. She can refer to the fact you read it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I submit this for the next Board of Equalization hearing and be on time?
After January 1st, yes, you can.
After January 1st? Mm-hmm. I'll try to be more disciplined and do that. 21 days. Yeah, anyway.
It's atrocious.
Huh?
It's atrocious.
The
21
yeah.
days because it...
It's business days.
It's yeah, like, no, oh it's God, business days. And, it was a bill that got pushed through the legislature unbeknownst to us, we never got notice of it because we would have commented on it. Yeah. It was all pushed through by the assessor's offices.
Well, I mean, it's just, it came so close to the last hearing that we were in. It's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? You know, that was just my own internal thoughts. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm late, you know, late for this next hearing. But anyway,
so you're still asking for 351?
350, sorry. Based on roughly $13,000 per acre and supported by the comparables I've provided on the past.
And help me, this is the one that you got some oaks or something back there in the back of it?
Yeah, there's some, we logged part of it, we kept the oaks. We applied for zone change. The zone change is pending and hopefully will be accomplished in 2020.
Zone two.
But some of these comps are RSL, are R10. Ours is R. What is ours? R20, I think.
R10. This says R10.
R5, yeah, it's R10. We tried for R5. Sorry, you're right. The zoning is R10.
So you'd be able to get five lots.
One of these comps, comp number one, is also R10. R5, excuse me. R5. So I mean, that's the store that has, you know, has the pipeline easement going through it. This is my third appearance.
I can look.
I'm just feeling like deja vu.
I'm sure it is three. Look, yeah.
Is that's the one with the pipeline easement across it?
Right.
Yeah.
Oil pipeline.
There's no restriction building on it, though.
You can't build on the pipeline.
You can't build on setbacks.
Yeah, you can cross it. You can't. And there's.
You can have a driveway or something.
I think you have a driveway across it. Yeah.
This is your fourth.
Fourth appearance.
Mm-hmm. 2016, 17, 18, and now 19.
Yeah. Okay. We initially asked for 300. Then we, I think last year we said 350, and we're still at 350. You guys changed to 361, I think, in the last hearing.
Look up and make sure that got posted, will you?
On the taxes?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Let's see. Would it?
Yeah,
it should
have
been.
The bills haven't gone out yet. The bills go out in February.
This is 18. I'm talking about the 18th.
Okay.
But it was just decided in 19. You should have gotten. You should have gotten a refund. Then,
right? We did.
You did get a refund.
About hearing aids. I was talking about that same story last time.
No, it's 19 taxes, but it's 18
sorry.
Valuation.
So,
January 1st, I submit new evidence for this existing evidence.
You'll have to appeal again next year, but okay. It'll be a preemptive filing. Because you won't know what value they're going to put on it.
Okay.
Just come in and fill out another petition and turn in all your information. So you want, 19, second half? And it's based on 469341.
Where'd that come from?
Good question. 469, weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you talking about? The value you guys concluded?
Well, this is your tax statement that they sent to you back in October, and they based the taxes on $469,000.
That's what was on. That's what's on here, right?
$341,000.
We had a struggle to figure out.
So they didn't change it to the.
Let's see if there's a supplemental.
$360,000 that the board put on it.
Steve and I have struggled to keep track of how the treasurer works. Sometimes.
Go up and look at the summaries and see if there's anything. Leave this up.
Mm-hmm.
we did get a refund.
I wonder where that shows up.
It must have been in
some kind of timberland or open space or something.
We don't have a deferral on it.
There must have been when you bought it. Maybe they...
The county owned it.
Oh, wait a minute. Your tax value is a lot different than that, right? So it wouldn't affect your tax value.
No, it's not in a deferral.
No. It looks like it was when you bought it, because you see they were paying $95 versus $2,200.
Well, it still is. It's still got a...
There's no deferral. We're paying the taxes. Yeah.
But you sure you got a refund, because it doesn't show up here anyways.
Yeah, we did get a refund this year.
Yeah.
Huh. You would think they'd have to show that in here somewhere.
You'd think so.
I don't know what they're doing. Somebody knows. We hope.
I don't know where it'd show up in that. I mean, it doesn't make any...
No, neither.
Maybe.
I guess if you got a refund.
Yeah, we struggle to do the accounting and figure out what's going on every year, but hopefully it's fair.
Goes into the slush fund, or comes out of the slush fund. Okay, we got it.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks. Close there. Okay.
This is a continuation of the December 16th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board, at this point we have some late file requests. The first one is a good cause for Tatiana Pasco, tax parcel 17113400. She is saying that she was absent from her home for more of the 15 days in the allowed time frame. That's why she missed her date for the file. And that is one of the criteria.
Okay.
Next we have, I can't read that. I think it's William and Alice Bolin. Tax parcel 18030801. In October, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. Subsequently, I had surgery, began chemo in November, along with already having lymphoma. I can't function. Serious illness or death in the family is one of the reasons.
I guess so.
Okay. This is that golf course. Couple, Douglas and Heather Green, tax parcel 14681300. As this assessment was being presented to the BOE on September 30th, 2019, that was for their 18 appeal, we were under the impression that we could only have one appeal opened at the same time, as the decision by the BOE on this parcel was not favorable to the taxpayers. We want to appeal the new assessed value as of May 30th, 2019. The BOE decision was for 18, payable in 19. We wish to appeal the May 30th value for 19, payable in 20.
Doesn't fit the criteria. Plus the fact they withdrew their 19 appeal to the state.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't meet the criteria.
It doesn't meet the criteria.
So, sorry, Mr. Green.
I understand why they appealed and then they withdrew it right away. Within less than 30 days.
This is Ethel Showborn, tax parcel 11776918080. I live in the Vista Terrace condos and was told by our president that none of the condos have sold for more than $330,000 and my tax value is $405,000. I just found this out and she recommended I call you and try to appeal. There isn't anything on your list that pertains to this reason for my appeal, but I feel I'm being overtaxed.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Nope, we don't meet the rules. Okay, that's it. This is a continuation. consideration of the December 16th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board at this point is property owned by Elizabeth Martin, petition number 190-11901, for account 90378000. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Elizabeth Martin in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Correct. Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Okay. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. Okay. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I provided evidence, I think last month. I showed you some photos of our home, a lot of repairs that need to be done. It's a 1938 home, so our wiring is not up to date. My fiancé has been trying to learn how to be an electrician to update what we can. He's been working in the basement. None of our windows have been updated. I provided a quote for just a small portion that we were hoping to afford, because our kids' bedrooms are cold because the windows are like single pane. They don't like to shut all the way. There's duct tape currently over, I think there's a picture of it over Lucas's window to keep like a crack from coming out. We've had a leaky basement the whole time we've lived there. We've now like repainted the basement floor to kind of try to keep the moisture from the flooring to come up, because that's part of it. It's also coming through the walls. And then we've been having plumbing issues, which is why there was additional leaks. I just feel like it's, I'm getting, like, my tax rate has gone up a lot. If I looked at the last 10 years, it was kind of like steady, pretty low. And then the last 5 years, it keeps on jumping. I've owned the house for 3 years. My mortgage payment's gone up $200. So that's a whole, in a year, that's a whole mortgage payment. I'm trying to fix our house and, you know, make it more livable, and keep on getting taxed at such a high rate is making it pretty difficult.
So you purchased this property in 2016 for $387,400, correct? And this appraisal that you've attached?
Yeah, so I
was done
last year
in December 18. Of 18.
So my appraise when we bought the house was $410,000, and then it decreased when he came out with that appraisal.
So he appraised it at $395,000.
So the appraisal
decreased. But you're estimating your house to be $286,000?
Well, that said property and house. So I think I have a total there. I just based it on current property values. Like, I provided that listing that you guys wanted, the comparable property analysis.
I don't have a property.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, I have this. I provided.
I don't have that.
I could have sworn I just saw that.
Yeah.
Wait, here it is. I do. It's okay. Back in amongst the photos.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So you're thinking the cost for doing the windows and the wiring
before the windows
be about $10,000?
Uh-huh. That was for five windows.
For five windows, so and the wiring. It was 35 to 5. Was your estimate in here for the wiring?
For the wiring was to like rewire. That's what he said was kind of more mandated to like rewire the box. The windows, that's probably a third of the windows we have in the house, but we were just trying to do it in sizable chunks. We haven't paid for the windows yet. I'm like waiting to see if everything's going to work. But yes, our estimate did go down. Our appraisal did go down in the last 3 years. I mean, houses are also not selling as fast around me. Like, the market has changed.
Okay. And at this point, you haven't done anything to it, though, is that correct? You know, there may be paint, clean up a little bit, but you haven't done any real remodeling or replaced any windows or anything yet?
We have not replaced any windows.
No.
We have painted the entire, except for one room, the entire house. Bought a new washer and dryer, new dryer twice because a big hole came in. We replaced the dishwasher and bought a new fridge.
The vital things that are needed for me. Okay, I don't have any other questions on it.
I got it.
Yep.
Any questions?
I don't. I think
I think we got
enough data.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for your time.
Yep. Close
here. This is a continuation of the December 16th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board at this point is property owned by Roy and Mary Ellen Sandberg. Petition number 19012101 for account 10993606. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Roy and Mary Ellen Sandberg in attendance. Will you both please raise your right hands to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail.
Okay.
Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Now, the first, before I get started, the first petition that I sent in was in June, and I petitioned, I want to make sure that we're on the right petition, okay? I sent in for evaluation of 384-211, which is about $8,000 less. And my final one, when I did some more research, was $380,000. So that's the one we're working on.
Okay.
Just to make sure we're on the right.
You sent that one in October. Right?
Yes, I did.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. If you got any questions, feel free to interrupt me, because I understand this, but I need you to understand it. So when I got our evaluation, I was curious what the area was that the assessor uses to value my property for comparable sales. Mm-hmm. And so I came down to the assessor's office and met with a supervisor, and she gave me, not this map, but she told me that the comp sales area was between I-5 and 205, and went from 18th Avenue to
18th Street
to 78th Street. And she said, that's a big area, in her words, it's the biggest and most diverse area in Clark County. I don't know that I'm taking her word for that. And one of the reasons we're here is that the assessor, and you can see what the assessor has, three houses from way down here, about 2.5 to 3 miles away from our house, which is here. This is our neighborhood. This is the assessor, and this is a nice neighborhood. And all the homes in here were, I don't know, they were built by the same person, but close to it. And then one house was up here, and this is about 3.5 to 4 miles north, up above 78. So what we're focusing on is a sale, and the one ranch sale that I have, which took place in the fall of, I think it was in October of 2018. The closest sale that I could find in our area was my comp sale, which is here. And you can see on the comp sheet, I don't need to go over this sheet, but you can see what the evaluation was. Anyway, so our first point to the board here is that we're using a sale that is in our neighborhood. Now, the next thing I want to show you is this is our neighborhood, and this is 86th Avenue, which runs between 4th Plain and Burton Road. Yeah, I know, but it runs from 86th Avenue, a fairly busy street, and then these are neighborhood streets, over to 88th. So it's two blocks wide and three blocks long with a couple of dead-end cul-de-sacs. So this is the neighborhood, and my contention is, or my presentation to you today is that sales in here, if they're legitimate sales, are more realistic. I'm fine-tuning a little bit, but more fine-tuning for us. And I know a little bit about this area. We didn't buy until 2011, but we lived in Seattle and we were looking to get back to Vancouver, where she and I grew up. And so we kept looking, and some of the lots were vacant at that time. And so this is the comp sale down here. Now, my next point.
Is your house in that new?
This is our
that's
house
your
here.
House. And that's the comp.
And this is the comp sales house. Okay. Now, I'll give you a little history if I have enough time. So this was developed by the same builder and the same developer, and it started in about 2004 when they started to put the streets in, and they were building houses, and they built most of the houses close to 86th rather than over here on the west side, and they were building some ranch-style homes, some two-story homes, a couple of split levels. So in developing it, then we had the 2008, 9, 10 real estate crunch. We're all familiar with that. And we had been looking down here, and then we bought in 2011. This house right here is within 40 feet, square footage-wise, 40 feet of our house, and it's almost exactly the same, but it's reversed. Okay, which is what they did. And they did one other thing which we like, is that they changed the outside roof line a little bit, but the floor plans were essentially the same. So all of the ranch-style homes in here, almost all of them, are the same floor plan. Now, my second point in valuing these properties is, and this gets a little more difficult, I took the square footage of all the lots and put them on here, and then I took, assuming that the assessor's value is close to being correct, which I make that assumption, so we have, of all these 81 lots, we have lots that are, there's about 8 lots, about 10% that are on 86, and they're land value is devalued because of the noise that comes off of here. There's no, you don't go in the front here, but you hear the noise over the wall. Very realistic. I came down in October because I was curious when the assessor, why the assessor had these lots valued this way. Now, on the other side, and these lots over here are all the way from 6,000 square feet, 7,000, 8,000 square feet. They're devalued primarily because of the noise. Then we've got lots over here that are about 10%, about 8 lots over here that are valued at $117,000 plus, and they're against a green belt. And that makes sense, that maybe these lots are valued a little bit more. And then 61 homes, of which there's a sale lot here in our lot, are valued at $107,100. Now, this is an interesting point, and I came down in October when I, before I redid our claim, and I wanted to find out why the difference in the value was. And so I talked with a lady, the appraiser, I think, that originally did this or worked closer to it, because she was very, very knowledgeable, almost to the point of individual lots. So I said, why are these, and she told me the road noise, but I said, why for all the lots, the 61 lots that are in here, because some of them are 5,000 square feet and some of them are 7,000 square feet, and you're valuing them at the same value, okay? And 2,000 square feet is, this was my point to her. Normally, you wouldn't think that that would be that important. You might say it's worth $500 or something. But here's the thing. For any lot that's around 5,000, 5,100, 5,200, you can't put a garage more than 420 square feet. 400 is the smallest garage. Most of the smaller lots are at 420. Ours is at 420, so is our comp sale here. In a 420-foot garage, you've got a double garage door, but you can't get two medium-sized cars. You can get a smart car and a Mini Cooper.
Small Mini Cooper.
Yeah. When we moved here, we have a Camry, which I wouldn't call a huge car. I'd call that a medium-sized car. And I have the smallest truck that you could buy, which is a Toyota Tacoma. And I could get both of them in there, but I couldn't get out of the truck. So that was my point to her. And this is what she told me. And she said, we probably need to revise the land values in here because they're 18 to 20 years old. And I agreed with her. And then I said, you know, I've had some experience working as an unpaid consultant or as a volunteer with the King County to fine-tune property values on the east side of Lake Washington. And several of us got together and donated our time working with the assessor's office. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you would have trouble working, or I would have trouble working with the assessor's office. Today, in the last 10 years, 20 years, the assessor office listens to what you say, and if your logic means something, you know, they listen to it. So anyway, I told her I'd come back in January and talk a little bit about it, because I'm kind of curious. I don't know how you fine-tune it, other than maybe on a square footage basis. Here's the, other than the garage, there's one other factor that makes a lot with 1,000 or 2,000 square feet more, is that some of the people in here, not a lot, I think there's about three or four, have built backyard, I don't call them party areas, but anyway, covered decks where you can have a gas-fired fireplace, you can have a barbecue area. That's becoming a popular thing. It wasn't popular 20 years ago. It seems to be now. We can't do that with 5,100 square foot. But lots over here that have 6,700, 7,000 square feet valued at the same. So that was my point to the assessor. And it's a fine-tuning thing. And I realize that the assessor doesn't, I realize the assessor has tight budgets. Okay, I understand that. And then there's a time factor. And I'm so old that I can remember when we only had to revalue our property every other year. That was a long time ago. And now you do it every year, and it puts a lot of pressure on the assessor's office. But anyway, do you have any questions of what my points are?
Okay.
Okay.
Isn't the new Ogden School right in here?
Yes, right across. Just yeah. opened it's up.
And Royal Oaks Golf Course is all
it's
over
up
there.
Here.
Well, two roads over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ogden goes out with 86.
Yeah, goes out 33rd
and 86.
It's a great school. We
mm-hmm.
we went to the open house. you just don't want to be around there around 3 o'clock. You have to, look, we go out on 30th Avenue at that time. So anyway, we're happy for the new school. Anyway, that's all I have to say. And I don't think, just one quick point, the assessors, I'm not talking against the assessor, but I'm saying the assessor's comps, we've got lots that are 2 to 3, and one of them's 4,000 square feet more. And I haven't been to these individual houses, but I've been in the neighborhood looking at Christmas tree lights, so I know where it is down there. So I'm not saying that the assessor looks like they've got two comps that are higher than ours and two comps that are lower, and I don't know how the assessor, if they medium out or something. I'm just trying to find a sale that is as close to our property and go with it. So.
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
You guys don't need copies of any of this stuff.
No.
You understand what
yep.
with my problems. Okay.
Thank you for
okay,
coming
thanks.
In.
How did we do time-wise? 15 minutes?
Very good.
Huh?
Good. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you for coming in.
You bet.
Thank you.
You'll get home now before they're there to pick up those kids from the school.
It doesn't bother us.
It's just still going on 30th.
There was a learning period
the
where the buses, you know, there was a learning period where the buses have to adjust and their
right.
parents.
I got a horrible tickle in my throat. Sorry. Okay, this is a continuation of the December 16th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board is property owned by M.N. Shaw Family Trust. Petition number 19012301 for account 18032200. I'm sorry. Before the board at this point is Mahendra Shaw. In attendance by teleconference. Mahendra, just so you know, the board members present today are John Rose, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one in attendance for the assessor's office. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Yes, I do.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you.
I do.
Just to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to your testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like the decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Yes, thank you. I put up a spreadsheet analysis that I sent in my letter on June 14th. And I looked at four properties that sold during June through August in 2018, during that period.
Mm-hmm.
One was at 6706 Northwest 209th Street, Richfield, tax ID 19044-9000. The second was 19407 Northwest Krieger Road in Richfield, and tax ID number 19086-7016. The third was 2110 Northwest 209th Street, Richfield, tax ID 179-618-000. And the fourth was 20601 Northwest 37th Court in Richfield. Again, that tax ID was 179-873-000. I tried to identify those that have similar characteristics, like three to five acres.
Stop for a minute.
Yes.
Could you repeat what you said for comp one?
Okay, comp one was 6706 Northwest 209th Street.
That's not what we have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have, yeah, I have misplaced. Okay, the, okay, three, I'm sorry, I got it wrong here. I was looking at different list. This was 3306 Northwest 209th Street. And I correct myself, the tax ID was 179-883-000. Thanks for pointing it out.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, these properties were built in 1999, 2003, 2006, and 2000. So they were newer relative to my property, which was originally built in 65 and remodeled in 70s. They have comparable square foot, effective square footage after adjustments is compared to mine of 2869 by discounting the basement square footage. The other properties were 3100, 3800, 3000, and 3372. They had relatively better quality construction, good, good plus, good, good, versus our property is very good minus. The average for the four properties after adjusting for the sale price relative to the assessed value comes to the average for the four comes to $721,250. What I did was I looked at what the assessed value was and what was the sale price. And in the first property, it was 98%. The sale price was 98% of assessed value. And the second was 105%. And the third one was 97%, and fourth one was 108%. So they averaged close to 100%. So on that basis, I put a value that comes out of 198,491. I adjusted to 220,000, and the construction structure was average was 522,759. And the rounded up value was $520,000 for a total of $740,000 for the property value. That was my petition. There are some negatives and positives, but on the whole, they seem to be a good comparison to look at the value at that time. In Ridgeville for property like ours. Ours is all the construction, the rooms are smaller, bathrooms are smaller, the layout is not as contemporary as these four other comparable properties. And part of the land is steep, waterlogged in the back of the house.
And what creek is that goes through there?
It goes through the creek that goes around 41st and
should be Whipple.
I forgot the name. I'm getting old.
Whipple?
Should be Whipple.
Is that Whipple Creek?
Yeah, you know, Whipple Creek. That's correct, sir. So it's kind of the steep incline, and on the other side of the creek, then again, the steep increase elevation.
What was the value last year? I know, but that isn't necessarily. Yeah,
it changed it, huh?
961 to 948.
That would have been our value if it was. If we had changed it. But. Did you appeal last year?
Yes, sir. I've been appealing more frequently last few years, sir.
And that 961 from last year is what we have put on it?
I think last year they had assessed at 961,000, and then this year they assessed at 948,000.
No, I know, but was that 961 that we put on it?
No, that was there, and I think you had determined a value of 798,000 last year, which is still much higher than what I see in the comparables this year.
I can look it up.
So last year the land was in your equalization determination was 224,000, and the improvements are 573,000. And compared to that, I have the land assessed in my petition this year is 220,000, and the improvements to 520,000.
We put it at 798.
Okay, I need to go back to your comparables, and I'm not sure what I understand how you affected the square footage.
So what I did was I took the main square foot. Like in my case, the main square foot is in the main floor is 1500. And say comparable number one is 2550. And upper floor is 1100, and it's the comparable is 915. And the basement is 1197 in my case, and nothing in zero in comparable one. So what I did was the total square footage, if I just add without discounting the basement, mine is 3,700 compared to 3,465 in comparable number one. And number two was 4,123, 3,955, and 3,936. And what I did was in the effective one, I kind of took 50% of basement. And that kind of came down to 2,869.
So
basically, the basement space was reduced by 50%.
So how did that affect the other people's property then?
Yeah, so in case of 2550 plus 915, let me check how much is that for the comparable number one set. I did this in June, so I've kind of got a little...
Was total 3465, but how does it get adjusted to 3191?
Okay, so I think I had discounted the upper floor by I had that footnote somewhere, but I didn't. Let me find out again. So 3191, take out. $274,000 and 915. Yeah, so at the upper floor, I had discounted by 30% for all the properties, square footage, and the basement was discounted by 50%, and that's what the effective tax square footage number I used.
I'm sorry, so you discounted your square footage by 20% also?
Yeah, so, okay, here's what I did. My property as well as other comparable property, if it was an upper floor, then it was discounted by 30%. So in case of comparable number one, the 915 square feet was discounted by 30%, so I multiplied by 0.7. So that came to 640 square feet for upper, adjusted for being an upper level. To that, I add the main floor of 2550, and that gave me 3191 for that. So same thing, if I go comparable number two, 965 square feet upstairs, and I discounted by 30%, and that comes to about 676 square feet. Add that to the main level of 3158 for Caporal number 2, and I get about 3834. So, I mean, in all cases, I took that adjustment. I can go walk through Caporal number 3, for example. It has a basement of 919, so that would be 0.5 times that, or, excuse me, 460 square feet for the basement for Caporal number 3, and the upper floor is 1518. So that was adjusted to 5.7, 30% discount to 1062 square feet, roughly.
Okay, and okay. So what is this square footage used for?
Oh, that's the one I used to kind of compare that and apply that to the structure value. But even if I don't look at the effective, even just we look at the total square foot, they're all comparable, whether it's upstairs or downstairs, between 3,700, 3,465, 4,123.
The sale price you have there is the actual sale price. It's not discounted in any way. So.
No. So it's no. Sale price is the actual transaction, the sale price, sir.
And so you took that ratio of that sale price to the assessed value.
Yeah.
So in the first case, it's
So the surplus, the sale price was $605,000. The total assessed value was $614,865. So the ratio of that is 98%. So
okay.
It sold at 98% of the assessed value. In number two, sale price was $825,000. Assessed value was $786,936. So it sold for about 105% of the assessed value.
Got it. Okay.
All this property has like a theater room, radiant floor heating, or property number 4 was extra garage building, small barn, aquaponic greenhouse. So they had some features that may be missing in the other, but they all had some additional value.
Okay, I got it. You guys have any other questions?
Nope, I don't.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, I think we have it.
Yes. Yeah, and I just figured out on the very top, on the right corner, I had shown what will affect the square foot adjustment.
Got it.
Was
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't point it out early.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Close the hearing.
This is the December 16th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Board members present this morning are John Rose, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. First case before the board this morning is property owned by Yong Quinn Tang, petition 190-11501, for account 176-827-268. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.